It's Monday, May 12th, 2008. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
Hey, you got yourself a fish biscuit. How'd you do that?
My name's Daniel.
Maybe we should just tell him.
Tell us what?
Let's not confuse anyone.
Well, Daniel, maybe if you talk real slow, we'll be able to follow.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Right there was Sam Bassiter from Sweden and their song Crooked Spine from their recently released EP Final Say, which is not my favorite of their releases, but is the newest of their releases, so I thought I'd put on a song from it. I think that's actually the B-side, if you will. The A-side would have been Final Say, but didn't like Final Say as much. So there you go, Crooked Spine, Sam Bassiter. If you like Club 8, Acid House Kings, that sort of stuff, you're going to want to check them out because it's a similar sort of thing. and they're pretty good stuff. All right, up next, another band who sounds like another band from Sweden. That is to say, Noah and the Whale from the UK, who sound sort of like they'd be from Sweden. We're going to hear a new song, which they've just come out with on a triple pack EP, which you can order from the UK for like £8, which is still like $20 because our economy sucks. But in any event, Shape of My Heart, it's the new thing. You can order, like I said, two records and a CD, and the CD has three songs on it, including Shape of My Heart, and then the two records have an A and a B side. Both of them, the A side is Shape of My Heart, and then the B side, one of them is a previously released song, and then the other one is called Death by Numbers. But anyway, we're going to hear Shape of My Heart, which is this sort of the song they're clearly pushing, and it's a pretty darn fine song, as has been the track record from Noah and the Whale, one of my recent favorite bands. So check this out, Shape of My Heart, Noah and the Whale, where else but on the Sounds of My Head.
Oh, when I look to the shape of my heart, it's separated only by scars that cut in and cut out, or will leave me without a heart that functions at all. And when I look to the shape of the sky, I give thanks for this hollow chest of mine, that I no longer feel the great weight of ordeals that can make this life so unkind. Oh, and if there's any love in me, don't let it show. Oh, and if there's any love in me, don't let it grow.
National legal correspondent Adam Liptak. You did this series recently about ways in which the American legal system is unique, and one of them involved imprisonment. What's the scale of incarceration in the United States as compared to other countries?
We have more prisoners than any other nation in the world. We're hardly the world's most populous nation. We have only 5% of the world's population, but we have almost a quarter of its prisoners. We have more prisoners in absolute numbers, and we have more prisoners also as a percentage of the population. So we're actually way off the charts.
You know, a number of things can affect how many people are in prison at a given moment. Do we arrest people more frequently, or do we keep them in jail longer, or both?
Both of those things. And there's another factor, Dave, to think about, which is we also define more things as crimes and more things as serious crimes. Possessing drugs in the U.S. Is very often thought to be a very serious crime. We have almost 500,000 people in prison for various kinds of drug crimes. In much of the rest of the world, the approach to drug abuse is counseling, rehabilitation programs. In the U.S., it's very often imprisonment.
You know, there's also the critique that American prisons, perhaps because they are so overcrowded and perhaps because they are expensive to run, tend to skimp on education and rehabilitation services, which would allow criminals to go in a different direction once they've gotten out. I mean, I'm wondering, do European countries look at that differently? Do prisons do a better job of giving people a different start in life?
I think, first of all, Dave, you're putting it mildly that the American prison system skimps. These days, the American prison system is geared almost only at punishment. Programs have been cut because they're expensive. Rehabilitation does not seem to be a goal, and it's at least arguable that prisons produce criminals. The model elsewhere in the world, and you know, it's hard to say that every place else is – I mean, there are variations all around the world. But the model elsewhere in the world is to try to figure out a way to bring people back into society, not to sort of cut them off forever. In the U.S., people think that there is a dividing line. If you do something bad enough, we sort of cast you out from society forever. We keep you in prison for a long time, then we let you out, but you're a convicted felon. You'll find it very hard to get a job. There are places, perhaps, that you're not allowed to live. There are states in which you're not allowed to vote. We have a very binary idea of who's a good person and who's a bad one, and I think other parts of the world think that's a more fluid thing.
Just as volcanoes erupt, sometimes you exploding your face, reaching or reaching for what they think is the meaning, the last thing they need. Ooh, you all remind you, your death is always behind you. Stand here, let it guide you. You're not the target, you never were.
There was two songs in a row by a band from Bloomington, Indiana, called The Impossible Shapes. The Impossible Shapes have been around for a little while, and they've got this new album coming out in June, and as some sort of, maybe it's like a marketing thing for it or something, they're releasing an 8-track album in eMusic exclusively for free called Nine, which is confusing since there's only 8 tracks on it. But anyway, with the 2 songs we just heard were from that free eMusic download. We heard Our Love Lives, followed by You Are Not the Target. And they're both pretty good songs, and actually the whole album, I mean, I'd say it's pretty good. Like, it's a pretty good record. It gives me a lot of hope. There's only a couple songs on it that are also going to be on their forthcoming self-titled The Impossible Shapes record coming out in June. So, if you like those 2 songs, you want to keep your eye out for their album. And in the meantime, go download the whole 8-track 9 album for free for me music. Pretty good stuff. All right, up next, a band from Missouri. They're called Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. We're going to hear 2 songs in a row. The first, though, is going to be from an older album called Broom, and it's called What'll We Do? And then the next song I'm going to play is from their new album called Pershing, called Glue Girls. Unfortunately, I don't really like the new album very much, so I'm going to stick with the old album and play a song from it instead of playing 2 songs from the new album, because really, the old album's better. I mean, they have kind of a different sound, I think, between the 2 albums, and I much prefer the old one. Though, Glue Girls off of Pershing, pretty good song. So, you're going to hear What'll We Do from Broom, followed by Glue Girls from Pershing, both by Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, and both right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Thank you.
Talking mostly about criminal cases so far, we're now moving to civil cases. These are cases where people sue each other for money. I think I've been hurt in some way, and I sue someone else for money. And I say I would like not only to be made whole for the injury I've suffered, I also think that you, the defendant, should separately, even after I've been made whole, be punished because you did something really bad. And it's that punishment that we call punitive damages, and that in most of the rest of the world is viewed with disfavor because punishment, they think, is not to be done in these civil settings, but in criminal settings. Let prosecutors do the punishing and let civil cases be about making people whole. We trust ordinary people to make judgments. But you do want to ask the question sometimes about whether 12 people with no special training should be making a decision, say, about whether a car's gas tank was properly constructed and whether a car company should have to pay $100 million to make sure that next time they construct that gas tank better, or whether we should leave it to government regulators.
Maybe it's time you and your sister find me serving the line. Don't pass me.
the 1800s, our penitentiary system was the model of the world. People came here to visit. De Tocqueville came here to visit, to marvel at how we'd constructed a system in which people would be reformed and returned to society. And they would go back and write pamphlets and books about this fantastic American innovation of the penitentiary system, which was a model to the rest of the world. And we have gone from that to really the exact opposite. The rest of the world is no longer sending delegations to American prisons to learn how it might be done.
Right there was Ultra Orange and Emmanuel from France and their song Won't Lovers Revolt Now. Pretty good music, I have to say, and a band I was exposed to in a movie set in France, The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, a song in that movie called Don't Kiss Me Goodbye, which is excellent, was in the movie, and I was like, wow, is that Stereo Total? It kind of sounds like Stereo Total. And it's not. It's Ultra Orange and Emmanuel. You know, it's on the soundtrack. The song Don't Kiss Me Goodbye is on the soundtrack to The Diving Bell and the Butterfly. But I wanted to hear more, so I went ahead and picked up the Ultra Orange and Emmanuel record. That's the name of the album. I had to order from Amazon, kind of expensive, but it's really good. So if you like that song, Won't Lovers Revolt Now, you should investigate the whole record. And if you just want to hear the song that I heard that I thought was so good that made me buy the album, then you'll have to hear it right now. We're going to hear Don't Kiss Me Goodbye from the Diving Bell and the Butterfly soundtrack and also from the Ultra Orange and Emmanuel self-titled album. Check it out. Don't Kiss Me Goodbye, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
If you close the door, just turn off the lights now. The world looks better into the dark. Between the curtains, somebody's
does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was To Cairo from the Raiders of the Lost Ark soundtrack, Slave Children's Crusade from the Temple of Doom soundtrack, and Scherzo for Motorcycle and Orchestra from the Last Crusade soundtrack, all by John Williams, and all in eager anticipation of the new, probably not very good, Indiana Jones movie, which I am very excited about. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen, leave comments at thesoundsinmyhead.com or on iTunes, and tune in again in 2 weeks on May 26th for an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.